Om Shanti, this is the Avyakt Murli of the 24th of June, 1974. The title is, Only a Raj Yogi Claims the Right to World Sovereignty. That is, only a Raj Yogi claims the right to world sovereignty. Do all of you consider yourselves to be yogi souls? Have all of you received the title of yogi soul? Although you are yogi souls, not all of you are yogi to the same extent. You are number wise. When someone receives a certificate after completing his study, when he receives his degree certificate, he is called a professional, for instance, a lawyer or a doctor. When you receive the knowledge of a yogi life and a bogi life from the Father, you are able to die alive from the bogi life. Here also, just as you automatically receive the title of a Brahma Kumar or Kumari, as soon as you die alive, in the same way, you also receive the title of a yogi soul, but that is received number-wise. So, what is the difference in this? You describe yoga in different ways. For example, easy yoga, constant yoga, karma yoga, and Buddhi Yoga. How do you praise these? Just as in the field of medicine or in the military, they have various grades, in the same way, here amongst the yogis, there are the Karma Yogis and the Buddhi Yogis. Here also, some have all the qualifications, whereas others have one or two qualifications, but not all of them. Some have yoga of the intellect, but they do not have karma yoga, or some have karma yoga, but are not easy yogis. Those who are not constantly aware of gyan cannot be called a gyan yogi. Here also, you receive the one title, and so you have to imbibe within yourself the praise of yoga that you relate to others. For example, Raj Yoga means to conquer your physical organs and to rule them so that the soul receives an elevated status in the future. Only when a Raj Yogi has powerful yoga can he be called a Raj Yogi. Otherwise, he would only be called a yogi, but not a Raj Yogi. So, check whether you are a yogi who has imbibed all the titles. Or is it that some have 8 to 10 titles, whereas others have only 1 or 2? For instance, among the doctors, lawyers, engineers, or the military, there would be many different grades. There will be colonels, but their list would be separate. In Banaras, they receive a title from the university. Some receive 1, 2, or 6 titles, whereas others receive 8 to 10 titles. In the same way, you claim titles here also. Do not just become happy thinking that you are a yogi soul. If you imbibe in your practical life all the different praise of yoga that there is, then to the same extent that you are praised here, accordingly you will become worship worthy there. In the Lokic world, children don't worship their parents, but would still consider the father to be worship worthy. In the same way, the subjects in the Golden Age will not worship you, that is, the rulers, but will consider you to be worship worthy. That is, they will give you so much regard. Now, make a list of how many titles you have imbibed in yourself, and then check which titles you are missing. You can only receive a particular title when you pass in that subject. So when you are able to see your own stage of being an easy yogi, and others also feel that truly you are an easy yogi soul, only then would you have passed. In the same way, have you imbibed all the praise of knowledge in the subject of Gyan Yoga? You can know your own number. Some say that the study is powerful. This is the praise of knowledge, not praise of yourself. So, check whether you have imbibed all the different titles in the subject of yoga. If you haven't imbibed all the titles of Gyan and Yoga, you will not be able to become a world emperor or a world empress. Okay, you may not pass with honor, but at least you have to pass. And you need at least 75% marks to pass. That is, the specialities and all these different points of dharana should be visible to everyone. In the chart of a day of 24 hours, you have 8 hours rest, so you are left with 16 hours. 3/4 of that is 12 hours. However, those who have to do a lot of intellectual work are given permission for 3 hours off. And because of Baba being the father, he gives you another hour off. And so, this still leaves 8 hours. And so, for at least 8 hours, all the titles of Gyan and Yoga, Easy Yogi, Raja Yogi, etc., etc., should be in you so completely that other souls also experience you to have all these qualifications and give you the certificate accordingly. Only then will you receive 75% marks. The time spent in sleeping by those who are Maharathis, that is, those who are able to pass with honor, is also accounted in the Yogyukt stage. Their stage will be as though they have finished their part and they themselves are in Paramdham, and they will experience yoga whilst sleeping. There is the memorial that Brahmins were created from the Brahm element. You become deities from Brahmins, but Brahmins being created from Brahm means that at the time of going to sleep, you have finished your part, become detached from the physical organs, and returned home to the land beyond, the Brahm element. And when you wake up at Amrit Vela, you will feel that you have taken support of the body in order to play your part. And so, that means you have come as a Brahmin from the Brahm element. From here, you will directly become a deity. But this is the praise of the 8 jewels of this time. You saw the father and mother Saraswati in the Sakar form. On what basis did they claim the 1st and 2nd number? Income was accumulated by them at the time of sleep, was it not? Even in the name of sleep, they used to experience that they were not sleeping, but awake. Their tiredness would be removed also, because when the soul was awake and earning an income, it did not experience any tiredness. So, just as the mother and father changed their sleep into yoga, all of you first grade Maharathis have to follow them in the same way. You now have the experience that your sleep is reducing, but you also have to create that stage. Change your sleep into yoga and follow the father. Throughout the day, he was also ordinary in the same way as all of you. This is the sign of the first grade, the sign of those who are part of the eight. The second number are part of the 100, and the third number are part of the 16,100. But here, all are Maharathis. No one is part of the cavalry. But there are the first, second, and third numbers. In the same way, when someone orders the physical organs to do something and they do just that, then you can understand that the soul is a karma yogi soul. However, those who are in the second grade will only attain success in this sometimes. They will only sometimes have the experience of having all types of yoga, and sometimes they won't. And you know the result of those who are in the third grade. Therefore, since you have to become part of the first grade, first of all, create a list of all the titles of Gyan and Yoga and see how many you have imbibed in yourself. Conduct a class on this. Everyone has received the title of Brahma Kumar or Brahma Kumari. Do not become happy with just this, for you have to imbibe all the titles within yourself completely. Baba was then meeting a group. Do you consider yourselves to be the emperors of the land that is free from sorrow? To be a beggar and also an emperor? Not to become an emperor when you have to be a beggar, and not to be a beggar when you have to be an emperor. There has to be this wonder of the intellect. Make any situation and your form according to the need. What main power do you need for this? You need the power to discriminate, that is, discern. When you know the time to make the right decision and what form you need according to that, you will then be able to become victorious. In order to develop the power to discriminate, what main effort is needed? The main thing needed is cleanliness and honesty in the deep love of your intellect. The cleaner something is, the more clearly visible everything is through that. That is, you are easily able to discern. However, here, it is not just general cleanliness, but cleanliness in terms of what? Cleanliness in terms of truth. The more cleanliness there is in the love of the intellect, that is, the more honesty and cleanliness you have imbibed, the more easily you will be able to discern. Do you check yourself in this way? It is very easy to stay in remembrance. You come here in order to experience the happiness of the practical form of remembrance, do you not? But on what basis do you become number wise? It is in the aspect of honesty and cleanliness, and through these, your capacity to discern becomes elevated. The higher your power of discernment, the greater the success. To have honesty and cleanliness is not a big thing, but check to what percentage you have and you will automatically receive a number. Acha. Om Shanti.